Boop-a-doop-a-doop-boop! Welcome to the whims and whimsies of Jade and Misty.
Wow, I'm so impressed that you remembered how that went.
I'm pretty impressed, too.
That's really good.
It's been a minute.
Good for you. I don't remember how to, like, see the time. Oh, that's not it.
Make sure you're in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm in it.
To win it?
I'm in it to win it. Oh, here's the time. Okay, now we can see how long we're going for. All right, so I think this is podcast number 8.
Is it?
That's my best guess.
Or maybe it's like podcast season 2, episode 1.
Ooh, I see what you did there. They called us back and they wanted more. Oh, man.
They didn't. I don't even know who they is.
Yeah.
Spotify?
How funny would that be? Is this Jade Frampton? This is Spotify. We were just wondering, it's been a while since you posted your podcast, and that would be really cool.
That'd be super cool.
Oh, man. They fly us in their private jet to the podcast.
Center?
Yep. So we would just, like, it would be like one of those retreats where they have, like, no technology and no anything where you can just, like, podcast.
Well, you need technology to podcast.
Well, like, no cell phones and shit.
That shit in here.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot has happened.
I feel like nothing's happened.
Well, really?
No, a lot has happened.
Okay, what's one of the big things that's happened since
school started? That's huge. Wait, I don't know if school... No, school definitely, like, started since then. Also, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, school started. It's been
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Classes are tough, huh?
Classes? Oh. Oh. Classes are the most stressful. Oh. Jade can attest to this. I've been staying on campus, doing homework and studying till like almost 10 p.m. sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's very stressful. It sucks.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I'm doing computer science, which...
She's not studying English or
something. I'm not doing stupid English. No, I'm just kidding. I respect those that do that, but...
Do you?
I do!
Well, that's nice.
It's just... It's hard, man.
Yeah.
It's really hard because, like, CS is one of those things where you can just be, like, staring at an assignment. Like, you just don't know what you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to, like, kind of look at it and just be like, well... Hopefully it'll come to me if I keep staring at the screen for the next 3 hours.
That actually reminds me of when I was an English major, and I was taking this old English class, and so it was like, yee-how, he doth fa, and you, like, it was literally like another language, and I would read the same sentence over, like, 20 times and be like, I think it's trying to say he walked down the hall. And same thing, I would just, like, hope that it came to me when it would come.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, there's also, like, stuff like debugging that you can do through programs that, like, kind of helps you and stuff. But it just takes a long time. And, like, sometimes it'll be just a thing where, like, you're missing, like, a closing bracket or something. Mm. It's so annoying.
Sounds like you're having a good time, though.
But on the other side, like, when you do figure out something, it, like, feels so good.
Oh, that's good.
And I get so happy. I could literally cry. I could cry for a lot of reasons in that course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's been keeping me super busy.
Yeah. I cried in the car yesterday because I was driving, and I looked at Dave, and I realized that I loved him so much.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just started bawling. Though. Oh, yeah. I'm on the second day of my period.
Yeah.
So it was the first day of my period. And I just, like, looked over. Oh, it was because we were going to go pick up. I got this, like, office chair. And I was going, and I wasn't feeling good because I was on my period, and he just came with me to, like, be there, and, like, it ended up being this huge package, and, like, we couldn't get into my car, and he just, like, took the seats and, like, folded them in a way I didn't know that my car seats could fold, and, like, just moved everything around, and I was just kind of standing there, like, holding my tummy because it hurt, and I just, like, started crying because I was like, you're so good to me! And he was like, oh, I love you, baby. Now get in the car. So I cried for kind of... It's not no reason. It's the best of reasons.
You're so right.
Yeah. Okay, so Misty started school.
Yeah.
We live in a different place.
Oh, yeah, we moved.
We moved. So, Misty and I actually don't live together anymore.
Yeah, that's probably why it, one of the other reasons why we don't do podcasts as often.
That's true.
Even though we literally still live in the same house.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That is pretty funny. But it's just more private.
Oh, my gosh.
But... Yeah, so we don't live together anymore, which is a little different, and that's why I, like, know that, even though we don't live together, I still know that Misty's, like, out on campus at, like, 10 p.m. because I'll text her to, like, see if she's around. She wants to hang out or something, but she's always busy. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of what else is new, but those are really the two big ones, right?
Me and my boyfriend had our 6-month anniversary yesterday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is, like, your first relationship, right?
Basically.
That's pretty crazy.
And I, like, didn't know if celebrating 6 months was a thing, mm-hmm. but I think I'm just so excited about it since it's, like, my first one.
Yeah.
That I was, like, and I knew that he wouldn't remember and he would forget. But I didn't care. And I made him feel so bad.
Doing it right.
Exactly. I got him, like, really thoughtful gifts. Aww. And I set up my room all nice. And I lit the lamp and I put, like, a pink, like, my light pink pajamas over it. So I had, like, a little, like, tint to the light.
You didn't
and
put on your orange shirt?
No.
Over the lamp?
No. I looked good. Oh, I actually used TMI, but I put my lingerie on for a massage.
Oh, nice.
He thought I looked so sexy.
Wow.
And I did as well. And I gave him a massage, like, coconut oil. And I, like, put a towel out.
Okay.
And I, like, I've had a lot of massages, so, like, I knew what I was doing. So I did so good. Gave him, like, a face massage.
Wow. Did he laugh when you did that?
No, he really liked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said he's been to, like, a really high-end spa place. Uh-huh. You know, Red Mountain.
Yeah, totally.
And he said that he was, like, if I didn't know it was you, like, I would have thought it was, like,
really?
Like, basically at the same place, so.
Was this, like, take turns?
No, I just did it, and he was, like, thank you so much.
I'd be like, you're welcome, your turn.
He bought me ramen, though, so I guess we're nice. Even. And I got him, like, a cute little cake.
Oh.
I did so much.
What kind of cake?
It's a chocolate mousse cake from this really cute little bakery, and it said Happy Six on it.
You know, it's funny because I feel like all of the Frampton sisters are, like, really kind of, like, romantic, and we love going, like, all out on this stuff.
Yeah.
But historically, like, Misty hasn't been in a relationship, so we'd be, like, getting all this stuff or, like, preparing, and Misty would be like, oh my gosh, you guys are blah, 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 blah. And now she's like, coconut oil, and I got a lamp. And
I know.
She's just, like, getting so into it. So it's just funny to see, like, the last Frampton just, like, get into it and actually, like, we were just like, oh, I guess, like, you know, Misty's, like, the glasses wearing, like, strange Frampton of the family. But now she's, like, caught up and, but I think it's, like, I would say, like, 90% of the sisters will just, like, we go hard when it's, like, we're asking someone to be exclusive, or, like, there's an anniversary, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years. Oh, yes? Hi.
Hello.
Do you want to come and say hi? We're recording. Do you need something?
Yeah, I came to bring your internet.
Oh, thanks. Are you sure you don't want to say hi? Okay. Anyway, so the Frampton sisters go really hard, even though I was just about to say for me and my boyfriend's 3-year anniversary, we did mac and cheese, like boxed, but Annie's boxed mac and cheese, and then and then we watched Scrubs.
Well, you guys got each other really nice gifts, though.
That's true. We did get each other really nice gifts. And we kept it chill, and my boyfriend was also, like, working a lot, so he was really tired.
But he could have really used a nice massage.
I only... To give and receive and to take...
Sharing and giving and receiving.
But yeah, massage is, like, my favorite thing. Oh, this is what I want to talk about. So, I'm going in to get my hair did.
My hair did!
And I'm not going to tell anyone what color, actually. And I'm not going to tell them that I'm coloring my...
I'll tell you.
Wow. Yeah. Missy's actually helping me decide between two right now, and I think I, like, know which way I want to go, but I think it's the more risky way.
That's true. It could definitely turn out bad.
Yeah.
But she has a really good guy doing it, so...
Yeah, I do have a really good guy doing it. So, and I'm going to go back to short, like, very short, and it doesn't seem like a big deal now that I'm saying it, but, oh, it was such a big deal because I was, like, looking forward to it. And so, I, like, got ready, this was yesterday, I was, like, and I put on makeup because I was, like, as soon as my hair is done, I want to, like, when I go get my hair done, I want my makeup to already be done, so when my hair is done, I'm done. And I also, like, chose my outfit, like, very particularly to go with, like, the color I was going for, and also to, like, show my hairdresser, like, I'm the real deal, I'm hip, like, if he's cutting my hair and he's like, should I do this or should I do that? He'll like look at my outfit and be like, I should do this. Mm-hmm. And so I go in and I'm like prepared. I know it's going to take like hours. I've just eaten. Like I have like a power bar. I go in and I'm like, I'm here for my appointment. And the lady's like, we don't have you here. And I went in too early and I went on the wrong day.
You're a fool!
I was such a fool. I've never been that fool, though. I've, like, never gone in and done something on the wrong day. But, you know.
It happens to the best of us, man.
I wonder if she, like, texted or, like, called the hairdresser who wasn't there and was like, you won't believe what Jade did. She came in 2 days early for her hair appointment because she's a fool. And then he's just going to, like, see me and know that I'm a fool.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Embarrassing. I don't know if you can show your face there, honestly.
I know. I was like, should I just cancel my appointment?
I think so. Never get your hair dyed again.
Yeah. I've gone too far.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, Misty.
Yeah.
I've really been wanting to ask you this question.
It's going
to
be a stupid question.
It's a stupid question. So... if you wanted to eat, like, you know the peas?
No.
You know the peas at, like, Harmon's at the salad bar?
Just the little regular green peas?
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
If you were to, like, get them and you wanted to eat them at home, but you didn't want to get them from the Harmon's salad bar, like, how would you go about doing that?
You could just get the bag of frozen peas.
But then they're frozen. How do you make them unfrozen?
Are you asking me because you don't know how?
Yeah. But I mean, like I don't want them to be hot. I don't want them to be hot.
Oh, you want to, like... Oh, well, you have to cook them, and then you have to, like, cool them in the fridge.
Wait, so you have
to
cook the frozen peas, or do you let them thaw until they're just regular peas?
No.
You have no idea.
I have no idea, but common sense is leading me very strongly this way.
So you think you cook them?
You cook them first. And then, it's like when you want to eat cold chicken. Do you just thaw the chicken and then eat it?
Well, meat's different.
No, you cook the chicken.
Meat's different.
Well, what about, like...
And if you wanted cold chicken, wouldn't you just put it in the fridge?
Yeah.
Like, if it's already cooked?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't cook it again.
But frozen peas, like, you'd have to cook them anyways.
Why? You could put them in the fridge for a whole day. Like,
but it's so much faster to just cook them.
But then they're hot, and then you have to let them cool.
But then you put them in the freezer for, like, 10 minutes, and it's fine.
You have no idea how to do this.
I'm sure my way is more efficient. That's all you need.
Misty just said, my way is more efficient, and then, like, waved her head a couple of times to, like, emphasize her sentence as if it were enough. Okay. All right, so you think, cook the peas.
So you think...
No. Wait. Okay.
You think... Let me put my words into your mouth before you put yours into mine.
Exactly.
Okay, let's just say what we think on our own.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, I think that you take the frozen peas, you cook them for maybe 3 minutes.
Wait, how are you cooking them?
Well, you can... It depends, Jim. So you can use a microwave. Uh-huh. I think you just leave them in the bag and, like, poke holes in it or something. You microwave it. Or you would just put them in a pot of boiling water, and then you drain them. And after that, you put them in a container, and you put it in the fridge or the freezer, and it'll be done in less than, well, it depends what you do, but it'll be done. Fridge, done in less than a couple hours. Freezer, okay. Less than 30 minutes.
Okay. So I think that you take the frozen bag of peas.
Take the frozen bag of peas.
And, like, you put them in a bowl in the fridge to thaw, and then, like, 2 hours before you eat it, you put...
2 hours?
Yeah. Like, 2 hours, or, like, an hour, maybe.
Remember when you said a day, like...
What?
10 seconds ago?
No, I don't remember.
Well, you did. We can replay it back after this.
Then you put it out into room temperature for, like, an hour or two, and then you eat them.
You're going to leave vegetables out in room temperature for 2 hours? Yeah, it's not cheese, you fool.
Yeah. Because it's going to be in the fridge, and then it's probably still a little frozen. At least I'm not using the freezer twice like a weirdo.
So your resolution is to prepare peas for 5 hours to eat them?
You said mine was more, yours was more efficient. But mine time uses efficient. Less energy. Energy.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Nuh-uh.
What?
Yours uses the same amount of energy because you take it out of the freezer, you have to empty the bag, put it in another container. Well, I guess you just leave it in the bag.
But you're cooking. You're cooking. Anyway.
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
What's a quirk
okay.
that you find attractive?
Huh.
Like, a weird quirk. Not something that, like, someone, like, I think abs would be really hot on a guy.
Abs is a pretty cool quirk, I'd say.
Like, an actual quirk. I already know my answer.
Okay, then you go first, I think.
My answer is, I actually think this is so adorable, and I knew a guy that did this, and it's probably really frustrating that if he knew, because it's not even a quirk. He probably thinks it's, like, anyway. I think it's really cute when guy has a stutter.
When guy has a stutter?
When a guy has a stutter.
Because you have a stutter?
I don't have a stutter. No, I just think it's really cute. I don't know why. And I was thinking about this because I watched It too.
Oh, yeah.
And when that guy starts stuttering, I actually think it's, like, really, really cute.
Really?
And that's really weird because he's probably like, I'm just trying to get my freaking words out. But it's, like, one of the things that I just, like... I don't know. I just like it.
I don't know. When I was watching It, too, I felt so bad for him, man.
Really?
I could tell he was just struggling so hard to, like, get his freaking words out, and he, like, hated it.
I know. So it's weird that I think it's cute.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. My better quirk. Oh, that's tough. It's hard because, like, all I think about is my boyfriend and, like, what I like about him.
Is he just perfect, Misty?
Basically. No, he's far from it.
Wow.
But, I don't know. This is a hard question.
Fail.
My boyfriend, like, isn't very quirky, though.
No.
I don't really think so.
Well, just historically, my boyfriend doesn't have a stutter.
Okay, yeah. Something that, like, I would see in a normal guy and think is cute.
Taking too long.
Okay, you're right.
Moving on.
I lose.
Okay. Your turn to ask questions.
Okay.
Five.
Wait.
One.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Do you...
realize.
Is that a song?
Do you
realize? anyways, okay, let me think.
Wow, Misty has no questions.
I wasn't prepared. I literally walked into this room and Jade was like setting up the microphone, so I
You're
was
welcome,
taken aback. But if I had a question to, you know what, I really...
If you had one outfit to wear for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would have to be something comfortable. Like...
I want specifics.
Well, like, even, so, like, I can't change, like, during the summer and the winter.
Right.
So I can't take, like, a jacket off?
You can take your jacket off.
Okay, well then.
Wait. Okay, in the winter you get a coat.
Like a huge.
Okay, you get two seasons.
Okay. So I'll pick summer and winter.
Yeah, let's do. What?
Huh?
I mean, you get like an outfit for one season and another outfit for another.
I know, so I'm saying I'll pick summer and winter for my two seasons. I'm gonna wear.
Oh, okay.
And so for summer, I'd wear. You know what I'm really liking these days? I really like those.
What are you really liking these days?
Well, I haven't like really worn anything like it, but I really like looking at other hot people
wear. You're gonna say overalls.
Oh. I'm gonna say like those like cute like two pieces that are like they're two separate things, but they like match. Oh, so mm-hmm. It's like a crop top shirt or something and like a skirt mm-hmm. or like long like flowy pants or something that like match.
Yeah,
I really like those. Mm-hmm. So for the summer, I'd probably choose that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like comfortable too because it's usually like stretchy kind of stuff. Yeah, totally. It's still cute. Cute and cash, you know.
Cute and cash.
And for the winter, I want to do something comfortable too, so couldn't do jeans, but okay, but I can have a huge winter coat. Oh, a little particle of dust just shot right up onto my little squiggly thing that hangs down my throat.
What's it called?
Uvula? It's not the esophagus. That's definitely uvula? Like... Uvula. Oh. You say it.
I think you're saying... That's like a genital.
No. Genital is genital.
Uvula?
Uvula.
Uvula?
Oh, man. I feel like I should
know this. We always do this. You know who knows this? Because I've asked her. Meg knows
but the answer. But do you know she knows this? Did you fact check her after? I was gonna say ovaries, but you're right. That is some kind of
ovaries is not your genitals
sex thing. Okay. I think uvula is right.
Hold on.
Oh, we're gonna feature Meg on.
Yeah, we're. What's it called when you take a call on a show?
Taking a call. Phoning a friend.
Phoning a friend. Okay.
I'm gonna say uvula. You say something.
Okay. Uvula. Arugula.
Arugula.
Hello, Jade.
Oh, hey, Meg.
Hi, Meg.
This is Jade and Misty. Hi. Hey, we have a question for you.
I got home that stage. You said that because I...
Whoa.
Meg's with a man.
Where are you?
I'm at my house.
Oh. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the thing called in the back of your throat that's, like, all wiggly?
Well, I thought it was... Console, but I know it's not a console. It's like a peninsula.
Peninsula?
Peninsula? A uvula?
Oh, that's what Missy just said. A uvula?
A uvula?
Uvula. Uvula.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, we were just kind of debating on that, and I said you knew what it was. Now, I think that you're right.
Oh, but you didn't think I was right when I said the exact same thing?
Exactly, because Meg's the elder. What are you up to?
Well, I was practicing, but then I started watching YouTube videos of Jonathan Van Ness, so...
Oh! Love him!
Got a little distracted.
Okay, well...
Yeah, what are you guys up to?
We're recording a podcast right now, and you're on it.
Yeah. Talk about how I knew what a uvula is?
Well, we're talking about it right now.
Oh, great.
This is like where we phone a friend.
Oh, I see. Am I on it right now?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Jade and Misty's podcast.
Anyway, you're in Salt Lake now.
Yeah.
Do you want to hang out sometime?
Yeah, I would love that. I know you guys are leaving to St. George soon, so I want to see you before you go.
Okay. Well, maybe we should get dinner tomorrow after I get my hair done.
I would love that.
Misty's? I may or may not be available depending on how far I get with my homework.
Okay. Misty might not be able to go, but I'll be able to go and you can see my hair.
Sounds awesome.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Boom! Suck it. Son?
I love that she's watching videos of Jan Van Ness.
John Van Helsing. Van Coover.
Van Tastic.
Van. Wow. Okay, well, I guess it's a vanuvula. What is it called? An anvula. What is it? Ugula.
Oh!
Uvula. Uvula!
Okay, that's good.
All right, we're at 25 minutes. I think that's a good start.
Oh, man, I feel like I have so much more I need to say.
We had our first guest star.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
And kind of, too, because your boyfriend was here.
Oh, yeah, he came in. He didn't say hi, but he didn't. You probably heard him.
Okay. But he felt his spirit.
Who? I felt his spirit?
Like, I'm talking to the microphone.
Oh, the microphone felt his spirit. Well, if any of you guys felt Dave's spirit, you let me know. I would really like to know what that feels like. Oh, really? Yeah. What did it feel like?
Felt like a warm hug.
Oh, wow. That's really nice, actually.
Around my uvula.
Callback. We should be in comedy.
That would actually feel so weird and uncomfortable.
A hug.
Like a warm. Like I feel like you're choking. Ugh. Sorry. You've already said his name. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Everyone knows. I hope we get married soon.
Same. Ugh, I can't wait for that stupid wedding.
It's not stupid. Can't wait for the baby. It's a stupid wedding. I can't wait for the baby. did I tell you? What? Okay. I know we're at time, but whatever. We won't go over 30 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes. When I went on the plane from Salt Lake to New York last week,
yes.
I was traveling for work, and there was a baby next to me, and it looked exactly what a baby by me and Dave would look like.
Really?
It was, like, kind of brown.
Must have been pretty ugly.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even move. No, that's the thing. I was surprised myself. It was so cute. It was, like, brown and had, like, darker features, but, like, kind of, like, sharper features as well. And it just, like, looked at me, and I looked at it, and it just, like, kept smiling at me, like, hello. Like, this is what it would look like. And I was, like, I wanted to take a photo so I could send it to Dave and be, like, Dave, this is what we're missing out on. Let's do this thing that everyone else seems to be doing just fine, even though it's totally terrifying in all ways and ideas and feels. Anyway, I just, like, I'm actually kind of encouraged by the fact that, like, no one else in my family wants babies because they'll all help me with mine.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to help me for, like, a day, then they're rude.
You're so right.
That's on them.
Oh, man, that puts a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have your own babies, I won't make you help me as much.
What?
Are you going to have babies? You and your boyfriend would have such
cute my gosh.
Babies.
I know. Me and my boyfriend.
Does he know?
I'm sure. There's no. It's undeniable to anyone that sees us. Everyone. I'm sure it's the first thing they think when they see us.
They would have such cute babies.
Cute babies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Their babies. Oh, the baby's hair.
I feel like the first thing people think when they meet me and Dave is like, oh, those two. Hmm. Want to put them together.
Yeah.
And then they just like move on.
Your babies would be okay. The only thing I'm concerned about me and my boyfriend's babies is if it was a girl, they'd have really broad shoulders. Because I have broad shoulders, and my boyfriend has broad shoulders, and...
That's true.
I'm sorry, man. Girl. You're cursed. But then you lift a lot and become strong, and then you become proportionate, and it's fine.
Just find another. Just, yeah. We all have broad shoulders.
Rena, Nikki, and Meg, and Dia don't. And mom doesn't.
Just us. Just us. Yeah, that's true. I think, like, I think that me and Dave's babies will actually be, like, very athletic. Dave's pretty athletic. I know you haven't seen him move too much lately. Too quickly lately. But he, like, he's got the endurance. He can work all day, every day. And I've got the power and speed and agility and everything else.
All right.
If they just get his long legs, what I'm afraid of is they get his eyesight and my head size. They're just going to be this big blind head bumping around my vajuju.
Oh, but Juju.
No, ooh, that's a weird.
I hate that.
Yeah, I've never heard that. Have you?
No, I've heard vajayjay, which oh, I like. That's what personally. I was trying to say.
But Juju sounds like it's some black magic happening.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mama Juju.
Oh, yeah. What was that? I think from the Voo Voo Mama Juju.
I was actually doing like a Frog in the Print reference.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you went in the office.
Yeah.
In. Someone's dead in Savannah. That's what it is.
Nuh-uh.
How's it go?
There's been a murder. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're at 30, so.
Okay.
Okay, any last words?
Bye.
Bye.